Hey everybody, welcome back. Bored at Work episode 46.
Yes.
We took a 5-month hiatus. Lots to catch up on.
So let's remind everyone to go to the Bored at Work Facebook page. You got to rate us on iTunes because you're stupid. And Instagram, Haley is, she actually just posted something for the first time in about 3 months.
No, I posted something to prepare for us coming back after
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's the only reason she posted. And then we also have the bawfeedback@gmail.com. Right at us. We're talking to you, Hefe. He wrote in, by the way.
Did he really? Did he?
Yeah, we got
Did
something from Hefe.
Was it 3 months ago or was it recently?
It was like 3 months ago. Yeah. Odds are he's not listening to us anymore. But let's go right into recommendations.
Hopefully they're all rape-free.
I've got a few recommendations.
We've got a lot of time, so I'm not coming empty-handed.
These better not be like Lifetime movies like you did before.
When did we ever do that?
Last episode.
It was one TV show, and it was local. The first one I have is Ozark, which was fantabulous. And I felt like the first episode was kind of... You could spend a whole season on that first episode. There's so much shit going on. But Jason Bateman was amazing, and Laura Linney as his wife is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
sex scene with Laura Linney.
Well, in the beginning,
yeah, that was weird.
She looked back at it.
She also shows her tits in Love Actually, doesn't she?
Standing reverse cowgirl. Yeah, she is in Love Actually.
She's the one that dates her.
I don't know if
she's
got the special needs.
I don't think you see the boobies though.
I think
she's in a bra.
I'm gonna trust Cupper with the boobies.
No, you're right.
Oh, you see
right,
boobs.
You're right. Right before she lays.
It's pronounced
the Mediterranean-looking gentleman. Hmm?
Yeah.
That's good.
Jonathan, what do you think?
I'm a fan of boobies.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan's here. I'm a fan of boobies. But yeah, Ozark was amazing. It's kind of like a crime noir, part thriller.
It's a great story.
Very good.
And they're doing
story.
A season 2, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're doing a season 2. I've been watching This Is Us on NBC.
Sad.
Tearjerker.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's not Parenthood sad. It's like a, it's like an uplifting... happy slash like get into your feelings a little bit. But the way it's structured is interesting because they go back and forth between when they're kids and when they're adults. Mindhunter was amazing.
I really did enjoy
really
that.
Really enjoyed that.
The whole shoe masturbation scene was
That was
creepy.
Hardcore.
It was creepy.
So Jonathan and I watched Mindhunter and...
You like the shoe masturbation scene?
No, we couldn't get into it because...
More shoes.
The two romantic characters, like the main character and his girlfriend, like there was literally no romance or connection between them. And we're just like, this is terrible.
I think the guy's playing a very like analytical square. And obviously she's kind of like hippie.
But she seems like...
But it's almost like an experience for him. Like he's trying to widen his boundaries so he can better deal with like the crazy shit that he sees on a daily basis, maybe.
He's kind of the Sean Brumder of the FBI.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
I rewatched that.
The star of the show is obviously the serial killers.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah,
break it
absolutely.
Down for me. I love it.
Ed Kemper, I mean.
Yeah,
just,
he's,
I mean,
he's amazing.
Ed Kemper creeped me out. He looks like the actual Ed Kemper.
He looks like the actual dude.
Yeah, I thought they did an awesome
job. Wait, which
job
one was
casting.
This?
Ed Kemper is the masturbating one.
No.
Six foot eight.
It's the first guy that he talks to.
Oh, right. When he's in the hospital talking to him.
Yeah.
Like,
and he gets
right
up and like, that's fucked up.
So he's a real dude. And we were actually reading.
They're all real dudes.
We were actually reading an article the other day about him. Apparently he's the most prolific narrator of audiobooks ever.
Yeah. He's super into it.
What?
He likes,
he's,
dude likes
he
to
like,
talk.
Is the
he's
voice
in
audiobooks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's wild.
He started a prison program where he does audiobooks. Yeah.
Super smart guy.
Nah, dude.
But like crazy sadistic.
Yeah. Murdery.
Mindhunter.
Yeah, dude.
Check it out.
If you like serial killers, get into it.
Haley.
We all do.
I'm dating one.
So fits. I also have been watching The
8%.
Good Place. Like, I watched the whole first season of The Good Place. I really like that.
Oh, I did too.
Is that with Ted Danson?
Yeah,
Ted Danson.
And Kristen Bell.
And I had, I'd kind of ruined it for myself, but it didn't take away from the
you
experience.
You ruin everything for yourself.
I do it all the time. I did not ruin Mindhunter for myself. I actually held off on that.
Can we pause for a second just to say congratulations on being engaged?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We've missed some things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's It's been a while.
Jonathan and Haley had a birthday. Jonathan's birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
Haley's
yes.
in September.
Yeah.
We've been...
It's been a while.
We're catching up on a few.
Maybe we could work in, like, during the wedding podcast, but maybe
Ooh,
do something...
a newlywed game.
Like the week leading up.
No newlywed game, because you want them to be married.
Yeah.
I think at that point we'll be okay.
Just all sex questions.
I mean, there'd be sexy questions for sure. But I think we should probably do something the weekend before, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get her on here, because I know she's been wanting
Will
to.
Will that be our next one? Like,
yeah, in 3 months.
Probably in September, months. We'll get around to it.
Maybe. Sorry, listeners.
But The Good Place was great. I really like Kristen Bell.
Yeah, she's funny. What the Fork?
And then I haven't seen this, obviously, because it's not out yet, but The Disaster Artist the Franco movie.
Where he makes fun of the... Well, you're tearing
story.
Me apart.
It's a true story.
Yeah, it's a recreation of mm-hmm. how they made the movie The Room.
Yeah.
It was like, tearing me apart, Lisa!
I keep on sending that. I've been sending you that clip for like a year now.
Yeah. Looks really good.
He looks dead up like the guy.
Yes, like scary. But apparently he's got this whole other crazy story. Like, nobody knows where he's from. He's got this weird accent. He had $6 million to pay for this movie.
Build a wall.
Practically. But yeah, so I would recommend seeing that. I'm definitely going to see that. And I don't see too many movies in theaters. So
okay.
But that's all my recommendations for now.
Jonathan, you got any recommendations?
Me and Haley recently got caught up on Vikings season 4.
Listen to that Vikings. Smooth sound he's got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the edit. But season 5 just started this week, so hopefully we can pick up on that.
So Haley's buzzing one out while she's watching Vikings.
I thought we weren't going to talk about rape.
There's no rape in that.
In the Vikings?
Well, it's not true.
Not in the last season there wasn't. There was just a lot of murder. We didn't see any rape.
Well, the thing about the Vikings is their history really isn't written down by themselves. So
it's all like sing-song.
Everything that's written down about them is written by the conquered people.
Right.
So they're going to write the worst of the worst.
For sure.
So, yeah, there could be some rape in there. But who knows what really happened back in those days.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
You don't know what they did. So Vikings.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is on the new season.
Yeah.
So
he's the last episode he showed up, Fugs, and he was like playing a priest.
He's
or something.
Always Fugs,
and then he fucks somebody, and I was like, oh, why
that
is
was
he
the
in
last
this show?
Scene of the season.
It showed him.
Was he playing the Pope?
It showed him reeling a chick from behind, and then it like went to his sword that was standing up in like an engraving on his sword, and that was the end of that season.
Whoa!
So I'm like, what the fuck was on that sword?
So Michael Hurst is the mind behind
we
Vikings,
looked it up.
Yeah. And he's the same mind that was behind Tudors. So
okay,
if you know about the hot sexiness of Tudors,
sexiness.
I'm
hey now,
anticipating this is going to carry over to the Vikings.
Vikings has some really attractive ladies in it too. So
are they clean?
What else do we watch? Yeah.
Okay.
Are they clean?
What else do we watch?
You will be clean.
I watched Atlanta season one.
Awesome show.
Emmy
award winning Atlanta.
How many seasons are there actually?
Just one.
Oh, there is just one?
And the second season is probably not going to come out for a little while.
Damn. Jonathan and I went to a Perfect Circle concert.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore.
How was that?
I don't know any of their music, so Oz. I was just there.
So
as
she
like
had
a
an awesome
support.
Time.
So. I was supportive. It was
so
cold.
Anybody that's familiar with their lead singer, Maynard James Keenan,
we all
also
are
the
yeah.
lead singer for Tool.
Naturally,
does not like to be on the spotlight and the stage. So unlike most
he's behind
people,
a veil.
He's behind a veil, basically standing behind all the other members of the band.
Right on.
And they had this
different.
They had this weird rule where you could not take pictures during the show. And that included your cell phone. So if you got your cell phone out during the show, you got...
Really?
So
where was the concert?
It was up in Cincinnati.
Northern Kentucky
yeah. University. They're the basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. The arena. That's a nice place.
BB&T.
That's a newer place.
Yeah. So like the first few songs, it's like everyone's trying to see if they can sneak their phone.
Oh, really?
Like,
so were you seeing people get busted? And
yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, funny. The concert before the one we went to, 60 people got kicked out.
Holy like, shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard of Perfect Circle.
I would call it progressive rock.
Okay.
Whereas, like, Tool's more heavy metal.
Right. Industrial.
Yeah, this is more layered and textured.
Textured.
Now you're talking.
Ribbed. For her pleasure.
I'm loving
but, yeah,
but thin at the same time.
Keep talking.
It's interesting to see people that age get on stage and still do it. Maynard's 53 years old, and he was... wearing his wig, his disguise.
Mm. So is it like, oh shit, she wears the huge wig over her face?
Sia.
Yeah, so it's like that, kind
I'm
of.
Yeah, kind of.
In the chandelier.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't want people to see her face or know what she looks like, so.
Got you.
It's
and
kind
I guess
of
that's kind of like
it's Daft kind of
Punk,
same.
Too.
Enjoy the art. Art first, not so more about the individual.
The person.
The look.
Yeah,
the voice is just so smooth right now.
I love it. It's like caramel.
It's like syrup. Pour it over pancakes.
I call it caramel.
Where there's originals.
Caramel? Caramel.
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 I say it both ways.
You say caramels?
So you say it half wrong?
Depending on who you are, yes.
Perfect Circle, yeah. Good.
Perfect Circle, good. We went to a Fantagram concert a few months back.
Cool. With Joel and Holly.
Fantagram.
Love them.
Joel.
Love them.
Love them.
Holly.
What about Holly? Yeah.
Love her.
Holly. Love them.
Fantagram was
Holly
good.
Holly can get down.
Holly was getting down, yeah.
Good for her.
She's amazing.
I was pumping her with a lemon
drop.
Oh. Whoa.
I was pumping her with lemon drop martini, so she was feeling good.
Tight.
Good music to pump to, huh?
Pretty Have you guys it. Been watching any other television?
I watch so much stuff as like just a backdrop that it's kind of obnoxious. Sorry.
Blacked.
Yeah.
Usual. Every night before bed.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
What's that?
It's amazing.
I watched the one episode on Amazon.
That's a recommendation.
Yeah. So that was...
Cupper, how have you not seen this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme playing himself, but when he's on set, he's actually a secret agent that goes by Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
So every one of his movies that he was in was because there was a secret...
He's a black like ops
special
operation.
Ops. Yeah.
Have they done Double Impact yet?
They're not going through the actual movies.
Damn it. Is it as good as the documentary that he made?
Oh,
that's
God.
Better.
Awesome.
It's better.
I need to see this.
Less disturbing. But yeah, like he got caught at his last one because he left the script
to the movie.
So then they were like, Jean-Claude Van Damme is trying to get us. And like his disguise was just like throwing on a mustache or something.
So he's playing good. Into it. This is perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You would totally love it.
It was. It was funny.
He totally looked like his brother. He totally, you know a guy named
totally
Jimmy?
Looked like
I want to throw a few recommendations out. The YouTube First We Feast, Jonathan, I've been sending those to you. We've been going back and forth on those. It's actually just like...
Cupper's actually upset now that you haven't sent him.
Yeah, what's going on?
He craned his head.
What happened here?
He's like, huh? I'm not a part of this.
I don't recall
I
any
it,
of that.
I sent it in the group chat. It's an interesting thing where the guy will interview... some celebrity, and while he interviews them, like each there's about like what 6 to 10 wings or so. Each one gets progressively hotter with some sort
I've
of.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, and as they go along, some of them are just kind of gimme questions, like tell me about this. But then he'll sprinkle in a couple really good questions in there, and it just kind of throws them for a loop. Especially when they're eating something that's so
hot,
like they're sweating, they're tearing up, and they're just trying to get through the questions. So they end up telling you whatever's on their mind, and
that's funny.
They don't really filter it. So it's an interesting concept. I would absolutely recommend Key and Peele's. I think that was funny. Kevin Hart and Tom Arnold. That was actually really good too. First We Feast on YouTube. I would also recommend Saving Capitalism on Netflix. It's a documentary about shrinking middle class. It's not the most uplifting, but I really enjoy it.
Sounds fake to me, bro.
Fake news.
Trickled down. And I would also recommend the podcast Presidential. This is like a 30 to 45 minute podcast on every one of the presidents leading up to the most current one, Tweedledum. But I just started listening to it, so I'm fresh into
Dude,
it.
You're going
to
love that.
I'm really enjoying that, it.
That's
so far.
Your sweet spot.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of look at it from a point of view of like, all right, let's see what we can qualify as like the successes of this president. And they look at it a little
context.
Bit more objectively. Yeah. Presidential podcast, Saving Capitalism on Netflix, and First We Feast on YouTube. Absolutely recommend them.
Balls.
Boom. Let's go ahead and go into the shout outs.
Hey.
Hello. Who wrote us?
We have one shout out.
Coach.
In 5 months.
Superfan Hefe.
Hefe.
Although he did write in like 3 or 4 months ago. But
but he's a super fan.
He said, the prodigal son has returned. Like a phoenix, I have risen from the ashes.
Is this guy Russian? Like, I'm starting to think he's Russian. This is a bot. This isn't real. Yeah. This is so perfect.
He's just trolling us. He said he's been busy at work. Bullshit. And he...
we know you're bored, Hefe.
He said, missed writing into you guys. Been silently enjoying the podcast. Still amazing. That was like 6 months ago. We spoke about 80s action movies at one point, not to remake. That I think that was the last episode. Ooh, so okay. Let's kind of jog our memory here.
Wow.
Yeah. And his vote is for Top Gun. He said he knows they're doing a Top Gun 2, but the thing that made Top Gun so great was the live jet fighting scenes or whatever. So he was like really into that.
That was real?
That's what he says.
Woo!
I believe Hefe.
For sure.
He just finished the most recent Game of Thrones and can't wait for the Dragon v. Dragon fight.
I can't wait for more
spoiler
sexy
alert.
Time.
Between relatives.
Between brothers.
Between the dragons, yeah. Maybe.
Your sister.
It's aunt two dragons. And nephew.
He's all in on the theory that Brandon Stark is the Night King.
Nah.
He's all in it.
No.
He also said he wanted to ask us about, since we were around Kentucky, if we had some slang that we always end up saying. He said, for instance, I say wicked to describe my enthusiasm. We know Boston. But what about you? I hear you guys say for sure a lot.
For sure.
I do say that a lot.
I don't know.
I say faux show as well.
I say hella, but that's because
no, you don't.
It's hella
you
good.
You never say
hella. Hella smart. I do it in literally, my texts.
I've never seen it.
For sure. It. And he said, keep on keeping on, and I'll keep listening.
Well, now you have a new one.
Here we go.
To.
Here we go.
You can listen to this on repeat for a couple months.
Enjoy.
But thanks for writing in. We love you.
Thank you.
I want to interject for a second.
What's up?
I did see Coach Ron.
Coach.
He was in good spirits.
I told loved him.
We were, I told him we were going to be recording today.
Beautiful.
He's very excited. I also spoke with our super fan, Mandy. I wanted to give her a shout out as well. She says she listens to every episode, tends to fast forward through the Trump talk. I was like, get ready, yeah. Strap in.
Yeah, we got a good 20, 25 minutes for you to fast forward.
But I wanted to shout her out as well.
Absolutely. Good shout outs.
Love the fans.
All the Maceo brothers also want to get a shout out. Because
is it pronounced Maceo?
It's both. It's Maceo or
that
Maceo.
Sounds like a lie.
Depending on which brother you talk to, they pronounce it themselves differently.
It sounds like they need to figure that out.
Why don't they get together and figure this out? This is too confusing.
But they,
it's one last
but they're
name,
in a, they're in a group message on the Instagram.
They didn't put me in that one either.
Something on the Instagram account.
Mother.
It's yeah. Just on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's on the gram.
On the Instagram.
Danny has a question that he wants to pose to the group, but I'll bring that up during one of the topics we're going to talk about because it's related.
Ooh, and that's a teaser.
Hello.
Straight yeah. Fire.
Let's go right into some facts. I do have five facts for you. Fact number one. According to Albert Einstein, if honeybees were to disappear from Earth, humans would be dead within 4 years.
Ooh.
I saw that. Bees what? Are very important. They're very important for us.
Yeah?
Yes.
Zippers are to blame for around 1,700 penis injuries a year. Has that ever happened to any of you all?
That's why
Jonathan
Haley. Only wears tearaway pants for sweat that reason.
So just stripper pants
the
all
button,
day.
The button-up pants.
A study shows that playing video games is a healthy way to relax and can improve moods and self-esteem.
How much playing a video game?
Not much.
He needs to bring back like numbers yeah. To Diana.
We're talking Tiger Woods 07.
Yeah.
In 1929, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 8-1 in favor for a eugenics program requiring forced sterilization of citizens deemed not smart enough to reproduce.
Can we bring that back?
There you go, bro.
Well, then who would vote for Trump? In the 1300s, the word swive was the equivalent to the word fuck.
Swive.
I thought you were going to say Swissy.
Yeah.
All the way back in the 1300s.
Dude, back then you would.
You would.
All
those,
you're not bathing that often.
All those under...
Which is what makes the Jon Snow and the...
Super nasty.
Yeah. What's her name?
Musky.
And she was wearing fur.
Egret.
Yeah.
That's all about it.
Hey now.
He's like, the stinkier the smell, the better.
The frothy.
Oh,
no.
Think about it.
Oh. No, we're done. We're done with that.
Baking a loaf of bread.
So great.
Good transition into some of the news.
Is that Cinco de Facto?
That was Cinco de Facto.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The PGA Championship is back at Valhalla in 2024. Jonathan, what do you think about that?
Signing up for tickets right now.
Yes.
Done.
One
done.
Please.
Application has been submitted.
You know, the Don will probably volunteer.
The FBI is investigating college basketball recruiting, and UofL got fucked pretty good on that one.
Yeah.
For an assistant helping facilitate a payment to a recruit.
Bummer.
A Senor Bowen.
Patino's out, and I am sad.
Is he?
I
mean, he's done for good, right? He's not going to coach anymore.
Yeah, there are rumors, but he's too old now. At this point,
I don't think he'll coach again.
He's coming after that money.
He
wants that money.
He sued the hell out of UofL. So
he did.
Yeah,
nice. I would
breach
for the rest
contract.
And, yeah. So Jordan, what is your like overall thoughts? Like, do you think they acted too quickly? Do you think this has been a long time coming? Like,
I went back and forth on this. If this was the first time something ever happened under Patino, I would say you have to kind of see this out to see how involved he is or
right.
if he was at all. The fact that this is the second time where something pretty bad has happened to the program,
yeah.
even if it's just his assistant, you have to kind of put blame on
it. There has to be
it's just like a company. You got to put blame on the CEO at some point.
Yeah.
Like you can't just keep on blaming the subordinates. So he is my favorite coach and I enjoyed watching all his teams and I
For
enjoyed
sure.
listening to him, but he has to take some responsibility.
Yeah.
Even if it's just negligence, that is a part of it too. Either way you go down it, it was the right move.
Yeah.
I didn't really agree with Tom Jurich leaving, the athletic director.
I was surprised because apparently they fired him because he wouldn't fire Patino.
Well,
supposedly.
I think that the university in general did not enjoy the fact that he had so much power.
Yeah.
Even like the academics and everyone else. So I think they realized this would be the one time that they could probably do something about it.
Right.
Or else he would be there for another 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to take Louisville basketball another 6, 7 years to be good again. I think
it matters who the next coach is.
Either way. you know, Padgett will be here for this year. After that, they'll probably hire a new coach.
Yeah.
And I don't see, with whatever we're going to get thrown our way, I don't see that it being an amazing coach wanting to come in to inherit that.
Right.
Are you saying Tom Crean is not amazing?
Yes, I am. But
that's a no-go.
So it's not David Padgett who's coaching him now. It's not going to be this next coach, whoever's going to have to inherit that shit.
It's the next guy.
It's going to be the next guy, which is why I'm saying about 6-8 years down the road, he'll be able to recruit. He'll be able to get the program up and running again.
I will say that the team that you have now, obviously Padgett's going to struggle coaching because he's never done it before.
They're going to get their shit tossed.
They're going to struggle, but I feel like you can also get behind these guys because the next classes aren't like he's going to lose a lot of the players.
It's the reason why they kept David Padgett for this year because the other guys were going to leave if it wasn't Padgett. Long ways away until
long
we
road back.
Yeah. But it's deserved, you know, so.
But at that point, Tyson, he'll be understanding things more.
I know Trump will be out of office. It's going to be great.
It's going to be gravy. All gravy.
Moving on past that, Travel and Leisure ranked Louisville as America's 8th friendliest city.
Eighth. Interesting.
I shit you not.
Well, the city of Louisville is. Is it like major cities? Anywhere outside of Louisville, not so much maybe.
Yeah, anywhere.
Bowling Green, not nice.
Sounds like that's what she's saying.
Tragedy in Bowling Green. The people there are horrible.
There's a lot of hick ass people in the state.
Oh, you're shut your mouth, you Chicago elitist. I don't believe you. The people here have lovingly embraced you into the cradle, the bosom.
Which brings us into some more news. Let's go ahead and get some of the Donnie T talk out of the way.
Tight.
There's so much.
We're changing it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We've got some audio clips to help out with this, so you're not just hearing our sexy voice the entire time.
Or our impersonations, which you will anyway.
Yeah. Loser.
Russia.
So, Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, was fired.
Fired?
He was fired.
Or was he moved,
reassigned?
Or was he moved to a
I actually think
more positive location where he could sit in his basement and troll people?
I think what he's doing now, just working for Breitbart, is more beneficial to Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Because he could just sit there and shit talk whoever Trump doesn't like.
And he doesn't have to deal with the people he hates, like the Jew, Jared Kushner.
And he's been trying to get him out for a
while.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah. So that happened.
Okay.
We're all happy. Trump went to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Irma.
He changed things.
He had some weird moments. Let's listen in.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great trip and a beautiful place. I've been to Puerto Rico many times, as I think most of you have known, and I've always loved it. And your weather is second to none, but every once in a while you get hit. And you really got hit. There's no question about it. And this has been the toughest one. This has been a Category 5, which few people have ever even heard of. A Category 5 hitting land, but it hit land, and boy, did it hit land. Now, I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's fine. We've saved a lot of lives. If you look at every death is a horror, but if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17? 16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands.
All right. So,
history of consciousness isn't
so.
I have one point I just want to.
What you got?
So, I've known what a Category 5 hurricane is since grade school when you learn about weather.
Well, a lot of people don't know about it, according to him.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
They don't see it.
The greatest
that's
of hurricanes.
Literally, like, fundamental grade school, I feel like.
How do we like adding these audio clips in here? I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
So, Trump compared the death count in Puerto Rico to the death count in a real catastrophe,
right,
like Katrina.
You're costing us a lot of money. This
telling the
fair
people right after a catastrophe that Puerto Rico, you've thrown our budget a little out of whack. So he just doesn't really know how to talk to people like
this. It's beautiful weather. It's second to none. I mean, I just don't, like, he must not have anyone telling him what to say.
I just don't think he's smart. The dude's got dementia or some shit. It's sad. All right, the next one. We're all having a great time. Trump.
Reliving the horrors.
Yeah.
Let's go down memory lane. Trump in Congress, again, failed to repeal Obamacare, but Trump blamed it on a senator in the hospital.
I just wanted to say, though, on health care, we have the votes for health care. We have one senator that's in the hospital. He can't vote because he's in the hospital.
You're talking about Cochran?
He can't vote because he's in the hospital. We have two other votes that are coming, and we will have that. But the problem is we can't have them by Friday because the reconciliation ends on Friday. So what do you do? So we'll have to do it in January or February.
but I feel we have the vote. I'm almost certain we have the vote. But with one man in the hospital, we cannot display that we have them. Plus, some people want to go through a process just to make themselves feel better. That's okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
There was no one in the hospital.
What was he talking about?
There was someone that went to an outpatient procedure in the hospital, and he was back in his home that
day. But the one person.
Yeah. Trump's campaign advisor, Paul Manafort, pled guilty to making false statements to the FBI.
That sounds bad.
Another Trump campaign advisor, totally George normal. Papadopoulos, Haley, yeah. Shout out.
Hinsdale Central, class of 04.
He pled guilty to lying to the FBI about Russian contacts.
Hold on. Who's lying? A lot of people are lying?
Well, the good news is, as he said when he was running for president, he's going to hire the best people.
Hold
to
on.
Lie about contacting Russia.
But the Washington Post is lying, right?
Well, the media, the fake.
Everyone's
fake,
lying.
Yeah.
Except for Fox News.
Fox News is doing a great job.
They're the big list. So, okay.
So now it's been three times that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions has made false statements under oath.
Lying again?
So the first time he was questioned by Al Franken. Let's hear that.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
He did have communications with the Russians.
God, gee, Wilkes, and I didn't know anything about no Russians.
I mean, if he's not the most typical Southern...
Get this fucking rat out of here, dude. Like, I can't stand these people.
All right, so then he went back to Congress under oath again.
I have a question, though.
What you got?
Was this before or after Franken was doing things?
Before.
All this was before.
Okay, I got you.
So the second time, he went back to Congress after they found out he had communication like two or three times with the ambassador to Russia.
Now, was that what you're saying, that you don't believe that surrogates from the Trump campaign had communications with the Russians? Is that what you're saying?
I did not, and I'm not aware of anyone else that did. And I don't believe it happened. But
and you don't believe it now?
I don't believe it happened.
Okay, so...
That was a lie as well.
But Jordan, don't we always talk to the Russians about like our intimate details?
I mean, how can you remember? I mean, there's just so many things going on.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, it's
maybe
it's...
we were high. I don't remember.
The third time just happened recently. Sessions testified again during Congress and basically said that he told the truth at the time, and the truth was he didn't remember.
In all of my testimony, I can only do my best to answer your questions as I understand them and to the best of my memory. But I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied. That is a lie. I would like to address recent news reports regarding meetings during the campaign attended by George Papadopoulos and Carter Page, among others. Frankly, I had no recollection of this meeting until I saw these news reports. I do now recall that the March 2016 meeting at the Trump Hotel that Mr. Papadopoulos attended, but I have no clear recollection of the details of what he said at that meeting. After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter.
So he didn't remember it.
He didn't remember it.
But he remembers exactly what he told him to do, which was the right thing to tell him to do. That's kind of what he said.
As I recall correctly, I don't recall.
I say.
They're just talking in circles and circles. Like, how do people fucking understand what these guys are saying?
And to make it even more fun,
I need a goddamn spreadsheet or a graph or something, like a flow chart. I don't get this. Like, I really don't. This should be more simple.
Shouldn't this just be like, yes, I did, no, I didn't.
Convoluted.
Yeah. So he didn't remember it, but he remembered exactly what he told them. And then throughout the rest of it, this is the third time in front of Congress under oath. You heard a lot of this.
I do not recall such a conversation. I don't recall it. I don't recall. I don't recall it. I don't recall it. I don't recall it. I don't recall that. I don't recall how that exactly occurred. I do not recall. But I did not recall this event. I don't recall. I don't recall at this moment, sitting here, any such discussion. Okay,
Somebody needs to get him some medication or something. Like his memory loss is staggering. Maybe he does smoke weed because he can't remember a fucking thing about anything.
Here's my question. How can you tell me when someone lies versus when someone forgets?
Ooh, interesting question. I might need like a couple of days to think about it.
I mean, let's
I
all
don't
just
recall, okay?
Okay.
Is that good enough?
So let's just marinate on that. I was having a hard time with that because I was thinking, how do you prove him wrong? But at the same time, if he says he forgot, then it just stops.
These motherfuckers remember everything. No. Don't tell me they don't.
But he forgot, but he remembered exactly what he told them.
I think even if you forget, if you're doing something illegal, it doesn't matter. The consequence should be the exact same thing.
That's a very good point, Haley.
This is a Patino scenario, okay? Somebody's got to be held accountable.
It doesn't matter what your recollection or your memory of an event is. If you did something wrong, you are therefore accountable of your actions and need to be treated as such.
And if you've gone to Congress three separate times now because whatever you've said was proven wrong later, especially the last time when the FBI came out with it, and then he said, okay, now I remember I told him to do the right thing. It's like, come on, bro. Like, what are we doing here?
Give him a fucking lie detector test.
Well, he passed it because he thinks he's probably right.
They should give him truth serum. Like, this should be a thing.
That
you put
work.
It on live
the
TV.
Lasso of truth. Okay.
Truth serum doesn't work. We listen to a podcast on it. It's a fake thing.
What has the CIA been using this whole time?
Nothing that works.
I think waterboarding works. Let's do that. He'll admit to all kinds of shit.
They're okay with waterboarding.
He'll recall everything.
So the Health and Human Services Secretary, Tom Price, resigned. He was combining business trips with trips with friends and family.
That's exciting.
He spent over $500,000 in private jets.
Mm.
They usually take charter jets.
This
for
is
these
a public
events.
Servant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuck.
That's our taxes.
As an example, he took a private jet from D.C. to Philadelphia for $25,000. There was a commercial flight for $447.
You know, there's a fucking train that goes back and forth, too.
Or you could drive. Next, Trump got his 33% pissed off that the NFL players were protesting by quietly kneeling during the national anthem.
The lowest ratings.
Luther and I, and everyone in this arena tonight, are unified by the same great American values. We're proud of our country. We respect our flag.
Our.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now.
Presidential.
He's fired.
He's fired.
He's fired.
He's confusing his jobs.
So wild.
So that was the president of the United States talking there.
So
First Amendment, they have every right to kneel, for Christ's sakes.
You have a right to protest, and we have a right to protest a protest.
Also.
And protest a protest a protest.
And all he's doing is just stirring up emotions to get people to say, like, yeah, totally.
Fuck them. They're black.
So Trump is appealing basically to people's worst emotions. Would we agree with that?
Hate.
Yeah.
He's dividing. He's the great divider.
He's like, the only thing our country has is our flag. And I'm like, no, we don't. Because
and it has nothing to do with the fucking flag.
The thing I found interesting. So you would think the protest, freedom of speech. Okay. And it's a quiet protest, too. They're kneeling. Everyone else can stand. They can do whatever else.
And a veteran told Colin Kaepernick to kneel instead of sit.
What I had a hard time with was the freedom of speech is okay if you're a white supremacist in a rally in Charlottesville.
Uh-huh.
And he hesitated on that.
Yeah.
But he's going out of his way.
There's a lot of bad people, Jordan.
When a black person's kneeling in a quiet protest during the national anthem.
I mean, that's the worst thing you could ever do.
Doesn't that seem a little odd?
Hypocritical, maybe?
Maybe some red flags are coming up on this?
Pretty fucking wild. But they disrespect us. They disrespect the country.
They fight for that flag, not the First Amendment.
Donald T. did a lot of fighting. The draft dodger.
With his stubbed toe.
It's orange skin.
Was that what it was?
No, it was like bone spurs. Yeah. Trump randomly stated during a photo op that this could be the calm before the storm.
You guys know what this represents? Well, maybe it's the calm before the storm.
Lester Stormy.
It could be the calm before the storm.
Mr. President, what did you mean by calm before the storm yesterday? What did you mean by that?
Thank you very much.
After a wink and a pause.
You'll find out.
What storm, Mr. President?
You'll find out.
When he said calm before the storm. We're never going to say in advance what the president's going to do.
Lester Stormy.
It could be calm before the storm.
I know it's scary.
We're all having a good time, right?
I know it's scary. Like, I shouldn't find it funny, but I kind of find it funny. Like, he's just theatrical.
No,
it's all
don't.
It is.
It's not theatrics. When
it's
you
not real.
Have
but it's very real.
You're a person that's responsible.
As soon
for
as
an
missiles start
country.
Flying, I'll get real scared.
that's going to be soon.
And guess what? They kind of have
this.
This
is how it starts.
Yeah, North Korea has been testing a bunch of fucking.
I don't even know what to think about him. Like, I honestly don't. Like, I realize.
I think I know how you think about it.
Realize how horrible it is and all of its bullshit and blah, 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 blah.
Jonathan's pretty quiet over here. Jonathan, what you got?
The last clip that was played, I believe that was Sarah Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
She's a.
I go back and forth on her. Does she have the toughest job in the world or the easiest one?
The toughest.
I mean,
basically anything she says you can't believe because you got to get it straight from Twitter if it's to be believed from the president.
Unless she's like legit hypnotized.
She's in it for the paycheck and she's in it just to be able to write a book later or something.
That's why homeboy, who was the guy before
Spicy?
And who was the guy in between them that was there for like 2 seconds?
Oh, God. What was his name?
Random. Yeah, Scaramucci.
Scaramucci.
I mean, it's all an act. Like, it's just theatrics. Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Wait,
to me.
So the fact that he's had three people in that position, though, by the way, and he hasn't even been in there.
But he hires the best people, Hale.
They're the smartest.
The best minds, the
they
greatest.
Know what they're doing.
Trump promoted his New Jersey golf course during his speech at South Korea's National Assembly.
And Korean golfers are some of the best on earth. In fact, and you know what I'm going to say, the Women's U.S. Open was held this year at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey.
You can hear him laughing.
And it just happened to be won by a great Korean golfer, Sung-hyun Park.
So that happened.
So he's just there, like he's just selling.
He's promoting himself.
So he's just selling.
So he's promoting.
By the way, he's
his...
still raking in the cash from all this.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
And which then, any other president that would be an issue.
That would be a problem.
It's illegal. Yeah. And then the new tax bill he passed is gonna he's gonna be able to just benefit entirely from his corporations.
Well, he says from the tax plan that he wouldn't benefit, and it's all middle class because middle class will get like $200 because
the middle class owns corporations.
I'm waiting for Barron to be class president.
Poor Barron.
I know. I feel bad for him.
He's,
and I don't like that people take shots at the what is he, like 12 years old?
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking prisoner. I feel bad for
so
him.
So does his
the wife there. Yeah.
Melania. She looks like she is.
She is a prisoner.
Crying for help.
How many people is she fucking on the side?
Every other Secret Service agent, I imagine.
I mean, there's. I mean, she's
just
kind
the
of in,
biggest she's, dick motherfuckers walking around that place just swanging. Because okay, listen to me.
Well, Barron, so
has he had sex once in the White House?
Absolutely not.
He can't have sex. He eats fucking Cheetos and watches TV till 4 a.m.
And he's playing. Okay, so like, I'm all good with leisure. Guys need to have leisure time. This motherfucker plays too much golf, okay? Too much golf.
I don't
and
even,
the hypocrisy doesn't end there because he complained about Barack playing too much golf.
I don't mind the fact that he plays golf. I mind the fact that he campaigned on the fact Obama played too much.
And listen to me. You're not doing fucking work on the golf course, okay? This is bullshit.
And
he shoots like 67.
Yeah, I was going to say, and yeah, have you so, seen? Yeah. And he like drops balls. He cheats. He's just like, oh, this is close.
He drives on greens. And I get he owns the place, but this is still bullshit.
That YouTube video makes me cringe. So This has been great. And
has it, though?
Trump, again, he referenced Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas at a ceremony to acknowledge the Navajo code talkers during World War II with Andrew Jackson's painting right behind them.
Just completely oblivious.
You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
The event that the president just did with the Navajo code talkers, he referred to Pocahontas being in the Senate. Why did he feel the need to say something that is offensive to many people while honoring the Navajo code talkers, these genuine American
I think
heroes?
What most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Now, she said it was a racial slur. She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
Masters in deflection. Okay.
I don't even think it's a...
No.
It's not even a master of deflection. It's just deflecting.
It doesn't have anything to do with what they're doing. It's, well, what did Hillary do? What did Bill do? What did Barack do?
Have we all read all of her emails?
People.
We don't know. Maybe she had something in those emails.
Well, yeah. She was talking to the Russians.
I mean, let's read them all again.
Okay. Like, it's just... Cut the shit.
Go to sleep.
Do your fucking job.
I actually...
Like, cut it.
I think the entire country that is against Donald Trump, like
not against, but against.
Against, yeah. Okay. Against Donald Trump, including like newspapers, news sources, corporations, anything. Go silent for 2 weeks. He will have nothing to fight, to argue against, to deflect, because no one's saying anything bad about him. No one's talking to him. No one's acknowledging him. He'll actually maybe have to do work, and then we can see what happens in those 2 weeks.
This guy's never doing work.
But fighting him with words isn't working. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's using everything that's happening as a deflection point. So if we don't give him anything to deflect on...
The scariest part about him is when he starts going off on Twitter, because you know that usually that means something bad is going to happen to him.
He's like he's not into any kind of positivity.
So this isn't the only time that he's brought up the Pocahontas talk and also just racial slurs in general. Let's go down memory lane.
Pocahontas. That's this Elizabeth Warren.
I call her Pocahontas, and that's an insult to Pocahontas.
And Massachusetts is represented by Pocahontas, right? Pocahontas.
It may be Pocahontas. Remember that.
What an insult to Pocahontas, isn't it? I was being hit by Pocahontas, and Pocahontas is not happy. Elizabeth Warren, she's one of the worst senators.
Who, Pocahontas? They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
This judge is giving us unfair rulings. Now I say why. Well, I'm building a wall, okay? And it's a wall between Mexico, not another country.
But he's not from Mexico.
In my opinion,
he's from Indiana.
He is his Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it.
If you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me.
You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
I would like to have him show his birth certificate. And can I be honest with you? I hope he can. Because if he can't, and if he wasn't born in this country, which is a real possibility, I'm not saying it happened, I'm saying it's a real possibility, much greater than I thought 2 or 3 weeks ago, then he has pulled one of the great cons in the history of politics.
Are you racist?
I am the least racist person that you have ever met.
So every racist person
I am the
person
least
says.
Racist person.
Are you bigoted in any way?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Islamophobic?
I'm a person. No, not at all.
He doesn't
when
know
people
what
say
is.
That you're racist or homophobic or Islamophobic or whatever it is, that has to bother you. Or compare you to Hitler. There are newspaper covers.
You know where things
does
bother
that bother
me?
You?
No, if things are true, if that were true, it would bother me tremendously.
The greatest hits are staggering.
Really?
Staggering. Yeah, I mean, he's just here to fuck shit up.
Our current way in which we elect people to office is terrible because you have to have a lot of money to back you up, which limits our pool. Right now, our bench is fucking shallow. We're recycling people. Like, people's wives and people's brothers and people.
Get Chelsea out there.
But that's what I'm saying.
Fuck wants Chelsea Clinton.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, our bench is fucking shallow because you have to have so much money and be in a specific game and circle to get this opportunity. Whereas I think there could be a shit ton of qualified candidates who are smart and actually want to do good shit for our country, but they're never going to get a foot in the door because they don't have.
I want to hear Jonathan's take on this.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Well, going off what she just said, I kind of blame the Supreme Court for that.
With the ruling that corporations can donate whatever
corporations
they want.
Are people and money is free speech, and so you can just dump in all the money you want to into politics. I often think about that a lot.
That's cool, though. We got Neil Gorsuch now, so that'll change everything. Yeah,
yeah. I think about it a lot when I hear about these Russian probes into whatever they did in the last election. Because the basic argument behind it is, hey, Russia's filtering money into our political system. Well, that's kind of saying that money influences politics, and you don't want that.
Ding,
there.
Ding.
And so, like, there are businesses here domestically that have international interests that are just pumping money into politics, and so I don't really see how that's any different than a foreign country doing the same.
Pumping money into politics, just like Haley was pumping shots into Holly.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Pumping. The pumping. Operative word.
Pumping.
Shout out, Holly.
We're all about pumping.
So speaking of racists, the alt-right white supremacists
yes.
have officially named Papa John's as their official pizza.
Well, yeah.
Good for you, man. Yeah.
So there's that.
He's our hero.
I mean, his drug of choice is powdery white, too. So.
Ooh,
wow.
Kill him.
You're killing him, Silky.
His nostrils, though.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Cocaine.
And over the last... just commercials for
He's
cocaine.
Just sprinkling it.
I was like, what am I watching?
And Papa's in the house.
Over the last few months, there have been a crazy amount of sexual harassment assault accusations. I spliced some of the top ones to like a 3.5-4 minute clip.
The floodgates have opened.
Now to the latest on Harvey Weinstein. The New York Times reporting allegations by numerous women who say the Hollywood mogul sexually harassed them. His alleged victims over nearly three decades include stars like Ashley Judd and Rose McGowan. Now Weinstein is threatening to sue the New York Times for defamation.
The New York Times quotes Weinstein as saying, "I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior in workplaces were different.
Wild time.
That was the culture then." And now one of the most powerful men in Hollywood says he is taking a leave of absence to, quote, conquer his demons.
Now to new allegations, though, against Kevin Spacey. Eight people who work on House of Cards reportedly accusing the star of sexual harassment.
Breaking right now,
it's really
NBC,
like 40.
Today's Show anchor Matt Lauer has been fired.
Well, the head of NBC News addressing it all in a company-wide internal email saying it comes after a detailed complaint from a coworker.
This is a Fox News clip, by the way.
Sexual workplace behavior.
It's all true. Louis C.K. is admitting the five women accusing him of sexual misconduct were telling
rumors
the truth.
For years. Though.
Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore was an embarrassment for the GOP since he won
still
the primary,
get elected.
Somewhat surprisingly. And all of that was before it was revealed that he apparently had a number of relationships with underaged girls back in the late 70s
Thank God he's
and
Christian.
Early 80s.
But this other huge story has been breaking in Washington as well. This recent
Mary was underage too.
Well, of sexual harassment allegations in Hollywood and across the country into Washington, D.C. This radio news anchor is now accusing Senator Al Franken of forcibly kissing and groping her while she was asleep.
Gross.
The day began with the Roy Moore revelation by Kellyanne Conway. It ends with Charlie Rose accused of unwanted sexual advances.
Really gross.
Even more gross.
Nudity, lewd phone calls, groping.
Former President George H.W. Bush is responding to allegations being made by an actress who is accusing him of sexual assault.
He liked that booty.
Heather Lind describes an incident during a photo op where the nation's 41st president allegedly, quote, touched her inappropriately from his wheelchair.
Dustin Hoffman, Jeremy Piven, Brett Ratner, and Andy Dick all find themselves accused of
Andy
sexual
Dick.
Harassment.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor exits transparent after sexual harassment allegations.
Portia Del Rossi has accused Steven Seagal of sexual harassment. On Wednesday, the Arrested Development actress tweeted that Seagal once unzipped his pants during an audition. De Rossi wrote, "He told me how important it was to have chemistry off screen as he sat me down and unzipped his leather pants. I ran out and
That's
called
not
my
funny.
Agent." Actress Ray Dawn Chong told The Hollywood Reporter that Seagal exposed himself to her in his hotel room during what was supposed to be an audition in 1989. In addition, Seagal was sued by former assistant Caden Guyon in 2010 for alleged sexual harassment and illegal trafficking of females for sex.
Illegal trafficking of females?
What? I didn't hear that part. My main thought is...
Charlie Rose in a robe, disgusting.
Yes.
That
but
one's
also,
not shocking. There were rumors about him the whole time, like for a while.
Were there?
Yeah.
See, and every time this happens, people are like, oh, everybody knew. Everybody knows. There's whispers.
So evidently there were a lot of rumors about Matt Lauer.
He had a button
but
that
they
locked
just,
his door.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Well, apparently a lot of people
gave,
there have that for security purposes.
But he gave...
supposedly.
For rape
He
purposes.
Gave a co-star, so whoever was working at the time.
Ann
Coulter.
No, Ann, what's her face?
He gave her a vibrator with a note saying, "I wish I could use this on you."
Ew.
That's intense. That's no-no.
And that's just one of the many for Matt Lauer.
Yeah, big no-no. My main takeaway from all this is, what's the threshold for these guys with, like, the amount of power or money or control that they have that they feel the need to present themselves.
Are you talking about just whipping out the dick in front
yeah.
of them?
Yeah. Like, what is that about?
What's up with that? And then also the masturbating
I was a
in
teenager
front of
once, and I didn't even do that when I was a teenager.
I mean, you did that in front of dudes all the time.
Totally. But not in front of the opposite sex. This isn't even a Kevin Spacey scenario. I'm like, don't even lick it. I don't get it, to be honest. Like, I really don't get it.
It's a power thing.
Yeah. But I don't know what pushes people to
It's
do
probably
that.
Good that you don't get it, because if you fully understood it, then you've probably done it.
I would
it.
Be a perpetrator. Yeah.
This shit happens to us on a daily regular basis, right, to the point where
daily regular.
When all these started coming out, these stories coming out, I had to like go back into the archives. And I was like, yeah, this shit happens to me all the fucking time.
Because you got dick pics.
I've been at house parties where people have cornered me in bedrooms.
Not just a good movie.
I've been in house parties where people cornered me in bedrooms, taken out their dick and told me to kiss it.
House party too.
I've been, you know, like,
why?
In That's general,
I'll tell you what, though.
But it's part of our culture.
I agree. But it's just crazy to hear. You're like, why the fuck would they ever do that?
I don't understand the reasoning.
But there are
like,
some.
Why would you want to just be like, oh, yeah, you want it?
But there are
like,
some. Yeah. But there are some groups of guys that are just really into that and they think it's hilarious.
Right.
I just don't understand it. But
like the Louis C.K. thing. That's just beyond weird to me.
But that's been
like,
rumored.
Why do you want to jerk off in front of people that don't want to see it?
Rumored for years, though.
I just don't understand why people want to hurt others.
Well, I mean, on the perpetrator side, there's a lot of different silos that we can put them in. And we can't just put them all in one box.
I agree.
So, like, if you look at, like, the Weinstein thing.
Defending Roy Moore.
He
Coke monster.
He definitely had
Straight
something
up rape.
That set him off.
Right.
Had a much, beautiful wife, too.
Beautiful wife. Much like Bill Cosby.
Who he probably never fucked.
Bill Cosby's thing was, I'm going to drug you up. Harvey Weinstein's thing was, I'm going to fuck the lead actress.
Right.
That's my thing.
Isn't it weird that he was jerking off into plants?
Super weird. It's a weird power thing.
Or you take somebody like Steven Seagal. I put Steven Seagal in like the Hugh Grant category.
Okay.
Trafficking women, though?
He was married to Kelly LeBrock at the time. You had everything that every man wants.
He had the duster.
But you got to go around fucking around.
So they're just all different.
I'm just saying.
But they're all skeezy.
I really like Elizabeth Hurley.
I feel like it's everywhere now.
I hear Leonardo DiCaprio will not leave his house. He will not attend any parties for fear of getting caught up in something.
He won't walk.
What a hero. Himself. He just stays with his supermodel girlfriend.
He won't walk around in cloth shoes and ride on bikes with these Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah, squirt guns in tow.
Just run on the beach. So who would you say is the most famous American that is accused of sexual harassment right now?
Donald Trump.
It's funny you said that. He actually...
It's amazing, though, the politicians aren't being affected by this negatively.
Oh, especially... Well,
all the actors and all the people in entertainment are having to, getting fired or whatever.
Yeah.
Written out of history, Jeremy Piven.
I mean, the one who did actually apologize was...
Louis C.K.
George H.W. Bush.
Oh, I didn't
For the groping, he was like...
But he's on death's door.
As soon as it came out...
Are you talking about...
The old man wanted to grab some ass. Who gives a shit?
Excuse me. He had the best pickup line ever. Who's the best magician? David Copperfield? I mean... On a wheelchair, that's adorable.
That's fucking adorable. You wouldn't have your ass squeezed by that guy. Give me a break.
I mean, Haley would turn cheek. Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah.
I'd turn the other cheek for that man.
I'd push his wheelchair into a street.
Good call.
Fuck the pain away. The most famous person accused of sexual harassment right now would be Trump. And we all remember we missed the anniversary of the Access Hollywood tape while we were away.
Grabbing by the pussy.
He says that actually isn't his voice anymore.
Fake.
Yeah.
It's not his voice?
That's what he's saying now.
Oh. It's fake news.
Even though he admitted to it. Mm. Let's just take a listen and see if we can figure out if that's his voice or not.
She used to be great. She's still very beautiful.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and... She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was... And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottie in the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man.
All right, you and I will walk in. Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the I can do anything.
Down below. Pull the hell.
Hello. How are you? Hi.
Mr. Trump, how
nice
are you?
Seeing you. Terrific.
Hi, Mr. Trump.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello. How are you?
Nice to see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready. Let's go. Make me a soap star.
How about a little hug for the Donnelly? Just got off the bus.
Like a little
okay,
hug,
absolutely. Melania said this was okay.
I just got off the bus.
The furniture shopping, though.
Very interesting.
What kind of furniture?
Have you ever done that just to
impress
a girl?
I'm going to take her shopping for furniture.
I've been making my moves incorrectly.
Well, I was on her like a bitch.
Moved on her like a bitch.
That's an interesting phrase.
I like how they didn't bleep out bitch, but they bleeped out tits. I don't know.
Or pussy. Like, why bleep it all? You know, like, let it all hang out.
Yeah, the whole thing is embarrassing. And I think it's up to 12 women that have accused him of sexual harassment.
So how does that work? Like, do they just not get heard or their day in court
they
or anything?
They accused him at the wrong time.
So the interesting thing about that is he said they're all lying.
Right.
Obviously.
And he's going to sue them. He has yet to sue them.
Right.
And now he's the president. So just like he's gotten away with all the stuff.
So
no one's holding him accountable.
You know, this is good. Everything's good.
So there's that. I mean, call me crazy.
I never heard that tape all the way through.
Really?
That was shocking.
I remember we were somewhere and it was broke. It was the news.
Shout out Shannon and Andrew. It was his wedding.
Yeah, their wedding. Yeah, I was like, we were in Detroit when that happened.
Hashtag woke.
Jonathan, do you think that was his voice?
It sounded an awful lot like his voice.
Same cadence.
Same cadence.
A younger version of him. Maybe a less dementia-riddled brain, possibly.
Perhaps.
Maybe he does not recollect or recall.
I fucking love that.
I do not recall such a conversation.
So cool.
MAGA.
But Tiger's back, so happy Tiger.
Woo!
Jay-Z admitted
after round two, he's up there, baby.
Dude, what's
Jay-Z
up with
admitted
that?
He cheated on Beyonce.
Who did he cheat on?
Becky with the good hair.
I know, but who is
Doya?
I don't know.
It's Becky.
Is it Meghan Merkel?
God, she's a smoke show.
She's a dime. I mean, did you know she was married before?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's usually don't like that.
Big for the royal family, too.
Huge.
Thank God he's the second child.
Are you going to stay up for the wedding? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm absolutely going to watch
You'd be
that.
Like, oh my God.
I know who's not going to watch it.
Meghan Markle, Prince
Jonathan.
Harry. I'll watch that shit. Yeah.
I actually think he's going to be with her for a while.
I do, too.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
Do we want to take another bet? Because you're already losing the Tiger bet. I guarantee it.
I mean, this is an exhibition on a resort course.
Are you sweating?
I'm not worried.
Because world rankings are associated with this tournament.
What?
It is.
16 people.
8 of the top 10.
This is cocksucky.
Cocksucky.
Yes, I said it.
So what's coming up next, guys? Let me tell you.
Yes.
The end of the
There's
world.
A vote to get rid of net neutrality. That's coming up in like a week or two.
Tight.
The Senate just passed the new...
Tax bill.
Tax plan's coming up, too.
This morning at 2:30.
I'm excited. Tax plan.
Both favor big corporations.
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah.
But Jordan, it's going to save us money on the back end.
It's going to trickle down to us, though,
exactly,
guys.
Exactly, dog.
Lewis Black, he said it best. He was like, the trickle-down theory is very similar to this. If you pissed your pants and put a cup underneath one of your legs, just see how much trickles down into that cup at the end of it. he's like, that's the trickle-down theory in a nutshell. Good news, though. The Dallas Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, is thinking about running for office.
I want the Rock.
Fuck, I do, too.
Fuck Mark Cuban. I want the Rock.
Mark Cuban's thinking about running as a Republican candidate, though.
Rock v. Cuban. Let's go.
Shout out Joel for the next one. George Foreman challenged Steven Seagal in a fight.
I did see that. I actually listened to the podcast that happened.
I don't know the context, but I'm totally going to watch it.
It was
if
absolutely
ever
amazing.
Who would win that?
Foreman. He would crush him.
Steven Seagal's got a fat ass.
Crush him. Steven Seagal has nothing.
He's a little baby bitch.
Nothing.
That whips out his
dick. Do you
dick.
Not know how Aikido works?
Foreman will fuck him up. The man won the heavyweight title in his 40s. Let's be serious.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with that. And he's got a grill.
to be real.
The 2017 Emmys were awarded, and the biggest winners were The Handmaid's Tale.
Didn't see it.
It's fucking depressing.
Stay woke.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
We're well on our way there.
Real woke.
Veep, the Perfect. Outstanding
she
comedy
has breast
series.
Cancer.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She did win as lead actress for like the fifth or sixth season in a row.
She's good.
I think.
It's the most.
However many seasons she's been on, she's won it. Yeah.
And Elizabeth Moss as lead actress in a drama.
Y'all.
And Donald Glover, lead actor in a comedy series.
Nice.
Hashtag it. Love it.
Hugh Hefner and Tom Petty died while we were away. That's kind of a bummer. Not nearly as big of a bummer as the Trump stuff, but.
Tom Petty dying was a bummer. Because all in all, he sounded like a legit.
What was
like
the
nice
band?
Person.
The super the Wilburys, the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, Wilburys.
Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, George Harrison.
You're being petty.
And Super
Tom
Tramp
Petty.
Drummer. I don't remember his name. Random.
Yeah,
but good. They made one album.
Called that a super group, right?
That was a super group.
Absolutely. Martin Scorsese is set to produce a gritty, intense Joker origin story.
With DiCaprio.
DiCaprio's favored right now.
Sans rape rumors. This is exciting.
Well, I mean, he's locked up in his place.
Who?
Maybe he's doing the Heath Ledger thing where he's just like creating the character.
What would be the straw that breaks the camel's back for you all with all these accusations? Like, who's the one person
that if they were...
I said that too. I would leave
it's
this...
It's Tom Hanks.
I would die on the inside.
I love that look. For sure you are with that.
It's Tom Hanks.
I thought about that yesterday. I was like, I would cry so hard if Tom Hanks was accused.
I would be legit upset. Yeah. All these other ones, I'd give two shits.
Who
another
you,
House of Cards season, I don't give a fuck.
Who
like, there's
for
more
you
TV.
Would be like actually like really upsetting?
Every
He's
generation
like
loves
sweetheart.
That man. Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about who should be next.
Ooh.
Like, I think somebody like Chris Hansen would be.
Chris
like,
Harrison?
No, Hansen. To Catch a Predator. Yeah, he already got caught for stuff, I thought.
What?
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 There's Hashtag
a,
what?
There's a story about Chris. No.
Jonathan, who would be like the, as soon as it came out, you'd be like, well, no shit.
No shit in a bad way or no shit is like, duh.
You know what? I think like would just like implode this whole thing on itself.
Joe Give Rogan. It to me.
Would be
oh,
like,
God damn it.
Somebody came out and said that Bruce Jenner had did something to them back when Bruce was.
But
Bruce.
Would he have done something to a girl or a guy?
It would have been a guy.
Implosion. Like,
no way
I mean,
it's a girl. But here's the thing. What about Doug Stanhope?
We're not
America's
talking about-
hero, Doug Stanhope.
Go to sleep.
Van Damme has stayed clear, which is exciting.
You know who's doing a great
a
job
of
dodging all this? Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Like, dude's doing
He seems
the
pretty
Super
wholesome.
Bowl
you know, in a weird way, I'd put him up there with Tom Hanks. Like, as soon
he
as
seems
I,
pretty wholesome.
If I heard that, I'd be like,
no, there's
damn.
Been, like, I'm pretty sure he and Jessica Biel have, like, an open relationship.
What?
And stuff. There's rumors about
hey,
that.
Hey, I'm good with that.
Open marriage.
Listen to me. It's long.
Yeah, he gets it out elsewhere.
As long as it is consensual.
As long as it's agreed upon terms.
Consensual.
Jamie Foxx will reportedly play Mike Tyson in an upcoming biopic.
That's another word, biopic.
Biopic?
Yeah.
Biopic.
Biopic okay.
Those are my thoughts
me of
on
a
which...
surgery. Like a biopsy?
I don't
like
I'm,
biopic?
Have you ever seen
him? He doesn't look like him. Have
but I think he'll do
and
okay.
And I don't need him to look like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but
he'll
all
sound
black
like
people
him.
Look
he's,
alike.
He's also not going to be... I don't think he's going to like...
He's not going to get swole enough.
I don't know, man.
Have you seen any of the previous Michael Jackson? I mean, Michael Jackson.
No.
That's racist.
Excuse me? Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson movies.
There's been others?
Yeah. Will Smith like, was it?
Like, no, he was Ali.
Michael Jai White was played a younger version of Mike Tyson.
Really? I don't know.
Did great at it because, I mean. Wait.
I love Michael Jai White.
The Hangover?
They look alike and he has martial
Featuring
arts
Mike Tyson?
Okay.
Chocolat.
I guess it depends on the time period. Like, what are what story
Tyson.
Are they telling? What part of this? I mean, I'll see anything with Jamie Foxx. I love Jamie Foxx. Hashtag Baby Driver.
Let's talk about the fact that we all love the movie Zombieland.
Yeah. Love it.
We know the best cameo ever.
Yeesh.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Hashtag it.
Bill Murray's cameo in Zombieland was initially meant for Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that would have been good too.
Right?
Dude.
That would have been good.
Dude.
That kind of makes me look at that a little different. Evidently,
what if they were together?
There were about four or five celebrities before Bill Murray.
Bill Murray worked out.
That
but
is
Patrick
as
Swayze
fuck.
Would have been amazing.
Patrick Swayze would have been awesome. A mother who refused to vaccinate her son loses primary custody. Can we guess where what state this is in?
Alabama.
No, Roy Moore. It's actually in Michigan. Shout out Shannon and Andrew.
Hey, does Flint have water yet?
Nope.
Still poison.
For the last year, she fought her ex-husband in court over vaccinations, claiming they go against her religious beliefs.
Because well, it gives us diseases, bro.
Either way, the...
You know what else gives you diseases?
Diseases.
Not having vaccinations. Yeah.
Crushing you. Here's the thing.
The mother finally...
Immune systems are important, okay?
The mother finally agreed to get the boy shots in October 2016, but never followed through with it.
Mm.
Cunt.
Which is why she ended up going to prison. And her lawyer said she was devastated to learn her son received the vaccinations while she was in the slammer.
Now she's got diseases. Am I right? Jail diseases.
Scissoring diseases. A new study finds that going vegetarian reduces the risk of heart failure by 42%.
Yeah. Anytime. And it's it
I
literally,
need protein, bro.
No, it literally reverses diabetes. So if you are like actually sick, if you go on a plant-based
diabetes,
if you go on a plant-based diet, you pretty much will cure yourself of any ailment.
Of cancer, too.
Yeah.
Don't know if I agree with that 100%.
Jonathan, your thoughts?
The guy who eats 5 pounds of meat a day.
5 pounds?
That's a lot.
He's chugging meat over there.
Maybe closer to 4. They really don't take into account where you're getting that meat from. So whether or not it's grass-fed or you're eating hot
antibiotic
dogs,
free.
It's all just saying meat, meat, meat.
Jaffa.
So there's a lot of different shades to this.
Mm. What's your lifestyle outside of your diet?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Exactly.
Very exciting.
New solar windows could meet nearly all of the U.S. electricity demand.
Nice. That's interesting. Why don't we spend a lot of these tax dollars doing things such as like, in windy places, we put up more wind turbines. In sunny places, we have more solar panels. Like, why don't we do more of that shit?
You're talking about investing in some of this? No, that's stupid, because if the corporations get money, then it filters down to us, Brian.
Is this the piss theory again?
If the corporations get money, we reap the benefits of it.
I get it. It makes
sense.
Then
we can get solar powered windows.
It's what's worked for so long. So there's a company that will press your ashes into a working vinyl album.
That's fucking cool.
Right? Shout out Joel on this one, too.
Joel, so tight.
Love him. Which album would you choose?
Damn. Can it be a mixtape?
For you, yes.
Oh. I'd do like,
what would be on there?
I would do a classic.
If it was going to be just an album, probably like Zeppelin 4. Just hard. Hard pumping.
I do
Echoes Enya. In Eternity.
I'd be Enya.
Whatever shows up on Big Timers Radio Pandora.
Alice in Chains, Dirt.
Ooh. Over and over. I like that. This is a cool idea.
Right?
What would you pick, Jordan?
I already said Nappy Roots, Watermelon, Chicken, and Grits.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, absolutely.
Cool. That's it?
The cost of it is $3,700.
That's it? It cost you $20,000 for a fucking casket.
Yeah, it does.
I'd rather have a record.
Just because we're bereaved doesn't mean we're saps. Name that movie right in.
Big Lebowski.
Hashtag it.
Right in.
Mandy, I'm talking to you. You're listening right now.
There is a new study that half of all men don't know where the vagina is.
Bummer.
Maybe this is the problem with people showing their dicks. Maybe you should lick a pussy every now and again.
So we have 3 guys.
But with consent.
Right now.
With consent. Please don't just do it.
You're saying at least 1.5 of us.
1.5.
So it's me, and who's the half?
Says the guy with his son.
Yeah. Who's married with kids?
Like, take a look to your left. Take a look to your right.
I can definitely
find
it.
At least one of those people cannot find it.
The study asked 1,000 men to identify the vagina on a diagram.
What was the age group?
3 years old. Of a diagram of the female reproductive system. Only 500 could identify where the vagina is.
Just as a whole? Or like
a lot of them were mistaking.
As an area?
A lot of them were mistaking the vagina and the vulva.
Really? Idiots. It's a different place.
Outer, inner.
Duh.
Math, I don't have to tell you listeners.
We should post the diagram on our Facebook page after this.
Talking to you, so DSD. Tight.
Yeah.
Congrats on the engagement. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, accidentally shared her sex playlist.
I did see that.
Let's take a look at it.
Was it accidentally or did she do it on purpose?
She didn't realize it was public.
Yeah.
The first song.
Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Yeah, just on repeat.
Let the bodies.
All of Me by John Legend.
Okay, that's a very.
I don't like that song.
It's a very soft, like working your way into things.
If there's anything we know about Kushner, he's a very soft man.
He's soft.
Ordinary People, John Legend, number 2.
See, that's a
bad
call.
Her dad's going to be pissed that this whole playlist is John Legend.
That's a bad call.
When I Was Your Man, Bruno Mars.
All Black People.
How does that go again?
I can't sing it, Hill.
Nah,
there it is.
I'm not into it.
You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Yeah.
See, now we're off. We're off the tracks completely.
That song dries me up immediately. Yeah, beautiful.
At what point in the sex is this? Is it? This is like
so
this is 4 out of 5. The 5th song.
So this is into pumping.
This is 21.
4 songs in, you're like warmed up, ready.
Kushner obviously is because it's not that long of a playlist.
I mean, Kushner is about ready to take a nap after this.
That's what I'm saying.
This is 21 total minutes. So we're talking like 19 minutes of him going down on her.
This is Kushner already asleep and her buzzing the rest out.
When We Were Young by Adele is the last song.
How does that one go again?
There's a reason why we don't know. So
I would just have that fun song playing over and over again.
Her playlist is boring
tonight.
As fuck.
That one.
21 total minutes. Nothing but sad.
My sex playlist is way better.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. Nine Inch Nails is definitely
Perfect Circle, obviously. Mystical.
the
shake the egg. That'll be my first one because that'll dip in and you can like dance around and get excited.
I love that part of the foreplay is you shake dancing around her.
No, we're both dancing. She's dancing, I'm dancing, we're all dancing. This is like a what do they call it? Curbing or
what?
Edging.
Edging.
I don't know. I've been married for a while. Curbing, I don't know what you all do.
You gotta edge different. Yourself. Keep yourself tight.
Curbing is way different, dude. Way different outcome.
I love that Jonathan knew what edging was. This is so perfect. This is the best episode we've ever done.
I went to college.
My man.
A quarter of men in the U.S. surveyed would consider having sex with a robot. Brian?
A quarter?
Have considered or would consider?
Would consider.
I love the distinction.
Yeah. It kind of matters.
A robot.
This iMac isn't looking that
so
good.
So is this weirder than a woman using a vibrator?
I've seen.
Absolutely.
I've seen Ex Machina.
A woman with a vibrator is just like a little thing that they can play around with.
So this is different than a fleshlight, is what you're saying.
It's like a robot with a fleshlight.
You're like forcing yourself on top of like a robot at this point.
So what if it's a robot without a head?
Why would you want
it? It doesn't have like characteristics. What if it's just a
hole? Does that make it any better?
What if it's just a hole in the mattress that you're fucking?
I'm picturing this like an Ex Machina type thing. You sound defensive.
I'm just saying. Like I'm just being your counterpoint here.
Is this like a full lady robot?
Yes.
So it's like Ex Machina.
That would be weird.
Where it looks like a person, but it's a robot.
If it has like artificial intelligence.
But what if Brian chopped off the head and fucked it is what he's trying to tell us.
This is the Mindhunter scenario.
Sparks are flying up.
We're going
What kind of shoes is she wearing?
Size 12.
Is she dressed like Tomb Raider?
Movie coming out soon.
Hashtag it.
Yeah. Police are looking for a female jogger who regularly poops outside of people's homes.
Legit. I've seen this story.
This is in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Dude.
Running, she's probably high.
Running gets your shit going. Literally.
She's done it multiple times and jogs with paper towels to wipe. When people start
paper
yelling.
Paper towel, that is a rough wipe, dog.
Not even a TP.
Yeah, if you're prepping to bring paper towel, why not just bring nice toilet paper?
When people start yelling at her, she just says, "Oh, I'm sorry," and then she just jogs off real quick, leaving the paper towel.
I have a question. Why are we still living in the Middle Ages with toilet paper? Why do I not have
Are
a
we
toilet?
Not talking about the seashells?
No. Why do I not have a toilet paper in my home right now?
Thank
that
you, Jonathan.
Will spray some type of liquid into my asshole to clean it.
That's a they have
but that shit
that.
Is real and people have it. I want
Doesn't
it
your
right
brother
now.
Have it?
Yeah,
I don't want to keep doing this.
My brother actually has
you can
one.
Actually,
he loves it.
You can buy those in
it.
Addition.
Yeah, it was an add-on.
Yeah.
I need this.
They're not that
but
expensive.
You can buy it.
In my life.
You can have it.
No, I want it at work. I want it everywhere.
Okay. Sky Mall, bro.
I don't want to use toilet paper anymore.
Have you filled out your Amazon wish list?
I mean, you still got to use toilet paper at the end.
What if this is something I request for my wedding?
You're not going to just stand up wet?
Drip dry.
Yeah.
What do they call that? I put it on my wedding registry.
Yeah. Do that.
I want a Kohler. I want the new
a bidet.
Electronic
like five
one.
Bidets.
It's a bidet.
I don't want a bidet. I want it in the toilet. It's all in one. That shit exists.
No.
It's an add-on.
That's still a bidet, though.
It's, yeah.
No,
I
consider the bidet the separate piece of porcelain.
We'll stop considering it separate because...
You stop considering yourself. I'm just saying, we need to get past the toilet paper. Big toilet paper is keeping toilet paper around. I don't appreciate it.
This is just like big pharma.
Exactly. As soon we have CRISPR, we're going to change our genes. There's not going to be disease anymore. We're not going to need drugs. It's going to be awesome.
All because of the bidet?
Hashtag it. Okay, I'm done.
Cupper bidet. Hashtag it.
I love it. Yeah. I want it in my life.
You can
well,
have
you
it.
Can buy it.
Literally.
I don't want to buy it. I want it there all the time.
I want to be given it.
Exactly. Gimme, gimme.
White privilege.
Okay?
I don't want to earn
it. I don't want to work for it. I just want it in my life.
I'll get that for you for your wedding.
Thank you.
I will absolutely get that too.
You'll have so many.
Yeah. I'll have two now.
You can bring one to work and then in the stall.
That
just
way
like,
I'm not wiping with this shitty toilet paper.
This is Cupper's stall.
It leaves pieces of paper in my asshole. I don't appreciate it. I do not appreciate it.
You don't like the poke through?
That's the worst.
The worst is when I'm like, oh, God damn it. Look at my hand. It's over.
Time to...
It's just there now.
Time to wash.
Until I'm fucking at home washing my asshole off, which I could have done after I took a shit
I just
in
feel
the
bad
toilet.
For the keyboard at that point.
God, I don't even think about that. I know I've traced like so many diseases, foodborne illnesses. This is so horrible. I'm giving pink eye to everybody. I'm giving people lupus. Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast.
All right. Good way to end it. It's very exciting.
Thank you all for listening. We want to remind you all to go to the Board at Work Facebook page. Don't forget to go to iTunes and rate us.
Yeah.
Because you're dumb. And go ahead and give us an amazing comment.
Anything. And talk to us. Like, email us. I know Hefe's not the only one. I need to see DSD. I need the Noid. Mm-hmm. I need all our fans. Mandy, I hear you. You're watching. You're listening. And yeah, we just love you guys.
And don't forget about the Board at Work BAW feedback or Board
Instagram.
At Work. What is it, Haley? She's texting.
She's not even looking.
It's Board at Work Podcast.
Exactly.
And then the Twitter.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Shout out Noid. Let's thank Jonathan for being here because
Jonathan. You
know what? He took time out of his birthday weekend.
He's svelte.
To spend time with us.
He's handsome.
He's mine.
He's close to 8% body fat.
Huge dick.
Thick, round.
Do I need to say anything? You all are saying it all.
He has a smooth voice.
I actually, I know we spoke about this 5 months ago when we were talking about the podcast that you were going to be coming out with. But I still can't wait for that podcast to come out.
We should create our own network. We'll be a partnership. We're going to build a golden bridge.
I mean, technically, I think he's probably appeared in more podcasts for us than he will be of what he's recorded by now.
We have a whole catalog.
I can't wait to hear it.
Most importantly, good night and good luck. And thank you all for listening. And we love you.
Okay, bye.